Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. More than 250,000 people in the 7 counties surrounding the Triangle region don't know where their next meal is coming from, and 1 in 5 North Carolina children is at risk of hunger. These are just two of the grim food insecurity statistics that the good people at the Interfaith Food Shuttle attempt to combat every day. Recently, I got a chance to sit down with Robin Madison of the Food Shuttle to discuss the scope of the problem, some of the things that the Food Shuttle is doing about it, and why some Trump administration policies are making her job and those of her colleagues even tougher. Well, Robin Madison of the Interfaith Food Shuttle, welcome to News and Views. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
When you hear the word food shuttle, it sounds like you're going and getting food and driving it across town, and maybe there was something in there historically. But the food shuttle today is a lot more than that. Maybe tell our listeners a little bit about who the Interfaith Food Shuttle is.
Sure. Well, actually, we do pick up food and drive it across town.
Right.
In a very different capacity than we did at our humble beginnings.
Right.
30 years ago, actually, with the two soccer moms sitting there having that aha moment and saying, oh my gosh, they're throwing away food at this fast food restaurant when their breakfast turns to lunch. They gathered it up, took it to a soup kitchen, and that's where the whole concept began.
Right.
At this point, we are shuttling, if you will, about 6 million pounds of food a year. Not quite, but close to it annually.
For a service area that includes
seven counties.
Seven counties.
I like to say Greater Triangle because we really focus on Wake, Durham. We're also in Orange, Chatham, Johnston, Nash, and Edgecombe.
Right.
But we've grown way beyond that. In addition to the redistribution of food through mobile markets, we're also doing things like we have a farm, a 10-acre farm that produces food. We pride ourselves on the fact that 35% of the food that we're distributing is fresh produce. Our farm produces a lot of that.
We should say at the outset, and maybe I should have even made clearer, that, of course, this food that you're distributing is going to alleviate hunger, right? The reason you exist, it's a sad fact that it's necessary, is that we have an enormous number of people, even in this time of supposed economic expansion that's been going on for several years, there's an awful lot of people that have been left behind in our state. The numbers are still pretty remarkable.
Right. 15% of North Carolinians are hungry. You're looking at 1.5 million residents of North Carolina that are food insecure. 1 in 5 children in North Carolina are food insecure. In our service area alone, which is the 7 counties that I talked about, we're looking at almost 120,000 children on free and reduced lunch.
Wow. When we talk about free and reduced lunch, that's obviously a vitally important program. It actually provides breakfast to a lot of children, too, when they go to public schools. But, of course, kids aren't in school 7 days a week or all year round, right?
Right. So that's why we have several programs that we implement through the schools, right. One of which is the Backpack Buddies program, probably our most well-known program. That puts together a backpack or a bag of groceries that gets slipped into a backpack for kids to take home on the weekend for weekend meals. Because we've discovered, or studies show, that sometimes these are the meals at school are the only meals that these kids are getting. So this has 6 meals, 2 snacks, it's got low-fat milk, it's shelf-stable milk, it's got 100% juice, and so these kids can have something to eat on the weekends. At this point in time, we're sending out 2,900 a week, and as I mentioned, you know, if we were to do all of them in all of our service area, you're looking at 120,000. There is a lot of room for growth. We are growing constantly with that program.
And there's also a program, the school pantries program, right?
Right.
That's where people actually can come to the school.
That is correct. And so actually, Backpack Buddies is kind of geared around the younger kids because they aren't able to make those choices for their family. When you get to a middle school and a high school level and even a college level, because we do have pantries at Durham Tech and at Shaw University, because they want to make those decisions for their family.
Yeah.
Sometimes that middle school kid is the decision maker for their family, mainly because maybe the mom's got 3 jobs. So they have a better idea of what the family needs are. And you know, kids of that age don't want to be told what to eat anyway. So, but really it's because they have a better idea of what their family's needs are.
Obviously, it's not just kids, though. Seniors, too, right? You have a program for... We think, oh, well, people have Social Security. They're all taken care of.
Right.
Not...
20% of the seniors in North Carolina are at risk of hunger, which is just astonishing. So we have a program called Grocery Bags for Seniors, which actually is very similar to the Backpack Buddies program. Yeah. We pack a bag of groceries. And what's really nice is that it includes fresh produce. Some of it comes from our farm, which is really cool. Because of our community health education team, they put together some recipes, information on some of the maybe the produce that might be in there if it's something you're unfamiliar with, like Swiss chard or something like that we've grown on the farm. And it'll tell you how to store it, kind of the nutrient contents, maybe some recipe ideas.
Yeah, how to cook it.
Right. And so our volunteer groups, because, you know, we depend upon our volunteers to do just about everything. Our volunteer groups come in and they pack the bags and then they deliver them door to door. So this is not only an opportunity to engage with, you know, these folks, but it's, you know, it's a welfare check too. And it also allows them to see someone on a regular basis that they might normally
see.
Social
interaction for some folks who could undoubtedly need it. Another initiative of the Food Shuttle is your Urban Learning Gardens, right? Which is a more of a looking forward kind of thing, not just an immediate crisis solving problem solution.
Exactly. So we do say feed, teach, and grow. I think the gardens incorporate all of that, which is really super neat. We have two urban gardens. One is in downtown Raleigh and one is in downtown Durham. The really cool thing about these gardens is we're teaching folks in the community how to grow their own food. There are 24 raised beds that are adopted by community gardeners that live right in that area. And so all of the food that they grow in that bed, once they make the commitment to take responsibility for it, goes to feed their families, to feed their neighbors. It's amazing how many of them will pick their cucumbers and prepare something and then bring them back to share with other gardeners. It's pretty special.
And in keeping with the idea of sort of preparing food, you also have something called the Culinary Apprenticeship Program, right?
We certainly do. So we search, we have a full commercial kitchen. It has two purposes. One is to prepare food for our partner agencies or for some of our programs. So, for example, we prepare the meals that go to Read and Feed that goes out on the bus with the books and the mentors. So, but we also have a catering department. So we do, I don't want to say for-profit catering, it's an earned income portion, but we do, you know, completely fresh food. It's, we don't use any of the recover food from that. It's top-notch. We have a culinary chef that owns several restaurants in town, and everything that's earned from that catering goes back into our programs. In addition to that, Chef Nunzio has under his wing culinary apprentices. So it's folks that are unemployed, underemployed, and we bring them in for a culinary job training. Part of it will be in that kitchen, and then part of it will be some of our partners that are out in the community, and we assist them with other things like job placement, resume writing, you know, life skills like that.
It's amazing of all these programs are and all the incredible work you're doing. It would be helpful to you, no doubt, if we had a more robust public system of food assistance. We used to call it food stamps. It's now called SNAP. Tragically, though, the trend has been the opposite direction in recent years, and the current administration has been looking for more and more ways to cut SNAP and make it harder for people to get access to it, right?
That is absolutely true. It's incredibly unfortunate because SNAP, it really empowers people to be able to move forward and move out of poverty. It's giving them the assistance that they need, which is something that we hope to do too, but we should really expect that from our government agencies. It helps them to be able to move forward and helps them, you know, that extra $5 from groceries can go into that account to put the down payment on the car that they need to get to their job or to their house. And so with any cuts to those programs, it means our line gets longer. But what it really means is it's just hurting the people of North Carolina or the people of, you know, our country.
Well, there's obviously lots of great things that Food Shuttle is doing, and people can become you say you need volunteers, right?
All the time, yes.
How could people, I take it if they go to foodshuttle.org?
Foodshuttle.org, and you can read up on everything that we do. And there's a lot of opportunities once you get to foodshuttle.org. You can hit on the volunteer tab, and you can look for opportunities that appeal to you. You don't have to be somebody that's going to go out there and dig in the garden or help, you know, lift, or we need people to answer the phones or pack grocery bags. All sorts of opportunities for volunteerism on there. And there are also different ways that you can donate. It's really simple. Foodshuttle.org. We have very little support from government entities. So we do depend upon private donations to keep our operation running.
Well, Robin Madison, thank you so much for your work
thank
for our state.
Thank you
and for
so
our community.
Much.
And we'll do this again real soon, I hope.
I hope so. Great to see you.
Coming up next, a very special conversation with the Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court. Stay with us.